tambaco, tambaco, chimango tambaco, mama mama yende chotanga nana, ke chimba oje chanama, makolo go komponi ebe kusasa, baba bendum kama bagi makaka.
Arrest a six over copper theft. Luano Council Chairperson are pleased with the Kalungwe Primary School construction. In African news, a South African police not yet able to defeat gangs, a minister says. The news in detail. My name is Blessed Chua. Police in Kitwe district have arrested six people, including two Chinese nationals and four Zambians, in connection with the theft of copper cables. Copper Belt Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yuyi says that most of the stolen property was recovered from Lian Yung Smelting Company in Chimwemwe Township during a targeted operation. Recovered items include Zesco service cables and transformer windings. Mr. Yuyi says police will continue intelligence-led patrols to curb such crimes, adding that the four Zambian suspects are known criminals.
There is need to do a comprehensive report over what has happened. It's been we're giving it in pieces. Now, what has happened is that we have 6 suspects in our custody. Remember, at first I said 5. We have 6. 4 Zambians and 2 foreigners who are Chinese, a male and a female. 4 male Zambians. So I want specifically to talk about the 4 Zambians. These are people that have been, you know, involved, suspected to be involved in most of the breaking and burglary in our compound, especially in Kandawe, Chimwemwe area, and so forth. From what we picked, it started just like a complaint of breaking where someone lost their laptops and some phones. Following that, we had the information about the taxi driver, and we followed it. That's how we were able to pick the other 3.
Luano Town Council Chairperson Paul Tembo has expressed satisfaction with ongoing construction of the 1x3 classroom block at Kangulwe Primary School. The project, funded through the 2025 Constituency Development Fund and valued at over 1 million kwacha, is being implemented by Malambo Business Innovations. Mr. Tembo recently monitored the works and commended the contractor for the impressive progress, noting that the new classrooms will significantly improve the learning environment for pupils. The project is expected to be completed soon.
Kungulwe, Middle Basic School, where we are building a 1x3 classroom under CDF. So what we have found here is that the contractor is on track, is a good man. They are fast because they just started late last year. I think they are at completion, they're just doing the plastering and doing some other things which is to make it complete. Well, this is what we want in Luano. We need to see more. Every school almost should have a new 1x3 classroom. That's our wish. We wish Mane was able to do what we can think of doing for Luano. But for now, we have started. There are so many upcoming 1x3 classrooms, including the health facilities we are doing. So what is remaining, I'm sure, is to see the construction of the teachers' houses. That is our prayer for now.
Chingola Mayor Johnson Kangombe has reaffirmed the local authorities' commitment to improving the lives of residents, saying the council's core mandate is to protect and uplift the community through its operations. Mr. Kangombe has urged the residents to fully support the Integrated Development Plan, describing it as a vital roadmap that captures the needs and priorities of the people of Chingola. He explains that initiatives such as the removal of street vendors are not intended to take away livelihoods, but to enhance our safety and create a cleaner, more orderly environment in the district. The mayor further called on civic leaders and political players to adopt a more consultative approach to governance, urging them to listen attentively to the concerns and needs of people in their respective wards. Mpongwe District Commissioner Mwambashi Mwitwa has raised concern over the increasing number of motorbike accidents in the district. Mr. Mwitwa says he has engaged the Zambia Police Service to find solutions and plans to work with the Road Transport and Safety Agency to conduct mass patrols and public sensitization. He has also called on traditional leaders, including Her Royal Highness Chieftainess Lesa, to help address the issue, saying both